What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4:03 in the Motor City, hour number three. Mikey back on Monday. Everybody else is here. And this, the highlight of the week, it's Who Said It?
That's right, guys. It is Who Said It? Jeff Rieger is dancing around like a little child in the studio. He is excited for this game.
That's a great game.
He's going to be horrible at it, I guarantee it.
Oh, listen, I will make you a wager right now. I will get at least one right.
That doesn't count.
Oh. One. A participation trophy.
Right.
Well, I mean, have you seen me as an athlete?
It's true.
Thank you.
You're a great golfer.
I have my moments.
All right, guys, you ready?
Yep.
Number one. I mean, the idea here of Tim Tebow. Let me start over. I mean, the idea here of Tim Hardaway Jr. We're not going to hold a parade, but that's a guy that shows up and shoots.
One more time, David, in English.
I mean, the idea here of Tim Hardaway Jr. We're not going to hold a parade, but that's a guy that shows up and shoots.
That, you know what? I don't want to go first. Rieger,
all right.
You're the guest. You go.
I am honored. I am privileged. I'm thinking of three different dudes. So when that happens, you should probably go with your gut, your first choice, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking Cookies potentially, Jansen maybe, but I'm going to go David's favorite, Scott the Gator Anderson.
Kenneth?
I heard it in Cookie Smarm language. Like, you know when you hear something in Wojo voice and you can't unhear it? I heard it in Cookie Smarm language, so I'm going to say Cookies.
Damn it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm thinking the same. I heard Cookies immediately. Just kind of, yeah, he's here. You know, he plays. Don't expect much. And I'm Jim Costa.
Can I change mine? Because I think what you're focusing on, like, we're not going to throw a parade or anything. That is smarmy Cookies. You guys are right about that. I was focusing on the wrong part of the cut.
Rieger, just remember, sometimes you should stick with your original.
No, I'm changing.
Could it be Mike then? Because if we're all confident on Cookies, Mike seems like a valid option too.
Wait, do you think those two are alike?
I feel that they share a similar amount of smarm at times.
They do. I'm going to go. I like you. I like where you guys are at.
I'm going to go Mike. I'm switching my answer.
Oh, my God.
Because Rieger said Cookies.
I don't want anything to do with that. I pushed you away. Let's go, Rico.
Yeah. What we got, David?
Who said it?
Yes! Yes!
Damn.
God,
what I've learned in this game, when you don't overthink it, when you hear it and you know it, just go with it.
Identify the talent.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, you were right there. You were right there, man.
I know. Thanks, David. You could have gave me like a hand signal or a wink or a nod or something.
I can't do that.
And Rieger?
Yes.
Rieger, now do you see why sometimes when you change it, it's not always good.
No, you're right. You're right. That's right. Kenny fell victim.
I'll redeem myself. Don't worry.
All right. Number two. Here we go. This is exciting.
Number two. You can start to see at least a picture of a vision that Trajan Langdon has for the future of this team.
Damn it. All right, so I'm thinking Doug or John. No nonsense. Kind of boring.
You can start to see at least a picture of a vision that Trajan Langdon has for the future of this team.
And it's positive, too. It's kind of like that high-pitched optimism. You can kind of see it.
Well, we know the morning show was talking basketball, considering the first one was Cookies. I'm going to go John Jansen.
I'm going to go safe, pragmatic, but also positive. I'm going to go Doug Karsh.
Doug Karsh.
See, and I'm sitting here wondering, did I say this?
Wow.
Because I've been saying, you know, We don't know what he is. He got hired 2 days before the draft. He's kind of showing. You know what? Get ready to make fun of me. I'm going to say I said it, David.
So everybody's locked in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who said it?
Thank you. That's wow, 2 for 2. God. That's 2 for 2.
Wow.
Listen.
Wow.
Like Shohei Ohtani, I am worth the price of admission.
Wow.
All these ticket texters that say, get the hell off the show.
I never thought I'd
suck
see the
on
day.
It, okay?
I never thought I'd see the day.
This makes me upset. Can I grab
no,
these?
No. This is, guys, just remember this. And this is, a broken clock is right twice a day.
No, I just listened to the station way too much.
Okay, you ready for number three?
Let's go.
Number three. So if they don't have any want to win next year, if next year is going to be just like this year, I'm trading him. But if they're going to go for spend a little cash, then yeah, I would hold on to him.
All right, so I go first. I think that's me. I think that's me on the morning show. Now, how did it start if they have, was the very start of that?
If it's you, you should know how it starts, right?
I mean, I don't remember 3 minutes ago, much less yesterday.
So if they don't have any want to win next year, if next year is going to be just like this year, I'm trading him. But if they're going to go for it, spend a little cash, then yeah, I would hold on to him.
That's Jeffrey Michael Rieger right there.
Michael, huh? I didn't know
that's
that.
Right. All the greats are named Michael.
He seems pretty confident. And David, you got a little defensive when he asked you to repeat it. So that's, to me, tells me that it has to be him.
Yep, going right there. I'm with Kenny.
David has his hand over his face right now.
Oops.
I can't help myself. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of like your Panay Sewell.
I gave that away because I was so pissed that he guessed himself.
David, I'm like Wyatt Linkford over here.
You know how much of my life I spend behind the glass right next to you? I can read you like the back of my hand nowadays.
Do you read the back of your hand a lot these days?
I can.
Okay.
That was bad. I'm so sorry I put you in this one. Dang.
Okay. I think we're done, right? We're done? We don't have any more time?
We're not done.
We're definitely done.
Even the hardest one you have in the system.
Hardest one I have in the system. We have something. We have. I'm sorry. Start over. We have to get something for him as opposed to getting nothing.
Boy, that's real vague.
Wow. All right. We have to get something for him as opposed to getting nothing.
Huh. Yes, anybody could have said that.
Yes. Well, okay, let's take away who did not say it. Anybody that thinks it's ridiculous to trade Tarek Skubal or Jack Flaherty could be Flaherty too. Man, can you read that again?
We have to get something for him as opposed to getting nothing.
All right, think about this. That's got to be... I'm getting Gator vibes. I don't know. This is tough. Oh, man. It's not Tom. It's not the morning show.
How do you know it's not Tom? It could be Tom.
I don't know.
He could have said that. Anybody could have said that.
That could have been Tom this morning, actually.
I regret asking David to pick the hardest one.
Yeah, I'm going for the cycle.
I'm going to say it.
All right, hold on. You go. I'm going to change.
You know what? Rico, you go. We've been guessing first this whole day.
Yeah, go ahead, Rico.
Hey, you know what? And this is why Mike normally makes everybody go. So he's gone. You guys go.
All right. I'm going to say, I don't hate.
Rieger, we're only on until 6.
I understand that. That's a good point by you. Let's go Gator. We're going to go Gator.
I'm opening
Gator.
Yeah, he's going Gator.
Gator.
I'm going to open up this spite store because Rico's making us go first. I'm going to guess it was a vague Ricoism.
Mmm.
Spite store.
Wow.
You guys did talk Flaherty yesterday.
Screw it. I'll go Tom.
You're going Tom. So Tom, Rico, Gator. What we got? Oh, crap. It's Mark Ryan.
No, it's not. It's Mark Ryan.
Oh, crap.
All right, last one. Salaries will go up by then, and so if they do it now, they'll save some money.
I haven't got a single one right. My confidence is shot.
That's obviously talking about extending Terry Skubel.
I just didn't want Rieger to go perfect, so I'm okay.
Thanks. Thanks,
buddy. You got your wish.
Thanks. Yeah. Real kind guy over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You read that again, please, very quickly. I know we're up against
it. Salaries will go up by then, and so if they do it now, they'll save some money.
That's Gator. One of these has to be Gator.
It's David. So you imagine one of them has to be Gator. That's like his least favorite person here. Yeah. I'll go Gator.
And that's not a great take right there either. I mean, come on. Worried about money.
I hope it's you so bad now that you said that.
It's not me.
You know what? I'm going to go cookies again.
All right. Ooh, double cookies.
Who said it?
Well, at least I got one with cookies the first time. But you switched.
Big goose egg. I got nothing.
3 for 5. If we would have stopped the game when I asked you to, I would have been perfect. All right. That is Who Said It. 97 won the ticket.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97-1. Huge series down at Comerica Park. Dodgers and Tigers right here. 6:15 or 6:10? Pregame.
6:10 pregame starts.
6:10. That's right. Right here on 97-1. The ticket. Terek Skubel on the bump. So football season, as we know, is just around the corner. And Kenny Cott found something that is truly, what's the word? Disgusting to pass on by. Nothing like it being Friday. Kenny's about to go out and get drunk. But before he goes out and gets hammered, he wants to share this with you and ruin your weekend. Go ahead, Kenny.
So I was looking online, looking up some football things, and I came across this. It looks like if you want to watch every NFL game this year, that's YouTube TV, Peacock, Prime Video, Netflix, ESPN Plus, NFL Plus, that's going to cost you a pretty penny. For 5 months of those services, that cost a total of $670, mathing out to $135 a month. And I want to know, is this pricing out the average football fan? I'm not talking about the hardcore guy. Hardcore guy has all these services. Hardcore guy pays for Red Zone. Hardcore guy loves all that stuff. But when you're looking at this, average fans, they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, sign me up for Prime Video so I can watch, what, Thursday Night Football? Sign me up.
But hold on, to be fair, I think the majority of the streaming services that you mentioned, these are games probably that are on by themselves, right? Like, I don't think these are games that are on 1 o'clock on a Sunday. They're either on Christmas, the Netflix one, or they're on a Thursday, or they're Sunday at night, whatever the case is, or like the Black Friday game. So I think you have to pay just because you know a game's on, you got to watch it. I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, well, that's because you're not who I'm talking to, Jeff. I'm talking to average football.
But I think most people would be okay with it simply because they're addicted to football. And when that game comes on, it's going to be a one-time cost of $5.99. Like, prime example, I paid for the Peacock last year because I wanted to watch Chiefs and Dolphins. It was on Saturday night. It was a wild card game, and I could not have watched playoff game. Couldn't have watched it if I didn't pay for it. I was totally fine forking over $6 to watch that game. Now, it was a blowout, but it was still like the coldest game in NFL playoff history. I think the average guy is going to be the exact same way. Like, if they can watch another NFL game, they will. But if it's the only game on, I think they're going to be willing to pony up the cash.
And there's also the other side of it, too, of people have been really upset with all these different streaming services existing in the first place. Like, Mike, for example, is not here, but he's the perfect example of somebody.
God.
I don't want to go out of the app and open up a different app so I can watch a different game and then go back to the first app.
Yeah, because, Kenny, you know it takes 10 minutes to do that each time. I know. First world problems.
So you combine that with the fact that now you do that, and now you have to pay for that. That, to me, seems like the average fan, somebody's going to get lost up in the shuffle here.
It is a pain in the ass, by the way.
Yeah, you could, fine. Then get two TVs. Most people have more than one TV in their household. put it up on two TVs. Wah.
Wah. Well, I got a wah.
I'll say this. First of all, looking at this list, Kenny, most people already have Netflix and Peacock. So, ironically enough, those are the two cheapest services. Most people already have some, like Amazon Prime, because you got way too many things getting delivered to your house. So, you have that as well. I would think that the hardcore fan is going to buy this. But the casual fan, what I'm thinking, and maybe I'm wrong here, casual fan will either go over hardcore fan's house to watch this, or get the service, get that free week trial, yeah, and then cancel after your game is being played. Because remember, they're casual fan, which means they don't have to see every game on Peacock. They don't have to see every game on YouTube TV, just certain games. So maybe you pony up, you sign up, and you cancel within the 7 days, and you get it for free.
See, real quick, in 248-539-9797, it's a great question. Are they pricing the average fan out? I think for any other sport, even college football, the answer would be yes. But I think for NFL football, I think people are willing to pay whatever it's going to cost to watch the games. That's why I truly believe one day, and it's going to be a sad day, one day the Super Bowl is going to be pay-per-view. We're going to have to pay for the Super Bowl, and we're all going to do it. Or we're going to go over to somebody's house, and we're going to pitch in. It's like the old Tyson Holyfield pay-per-views like back nights in the day. Yeah, like, yeah. I think that's where we're headed. And I think people, even though it's disgusting, they're going to be totally for it because you can't not watch football.
And the part B to this question, too, is, are there two? Is this too much? Are there too many streaming services? Why do 6 different streaming services to watch all these games? That seems a little ridiculous at some point. I like streaming as much as the next guy. Yeah, that seems like it's excessive.
Think about it. It's constant ratings, though. It's immediate ratings. Like, Netflix is already super popular, and you're already a member of Netflix, but they're doing the Christmas game, right? You're going to watch. It's immediate ratings because it's the NFL. And again, these games are exclusive. They're only on. The only game on at that
time. Well, but that's what YouTube TV comes in. YouTube TV has the Sunday ticket package. So if you're somebody like myself or Rico who may want to see their team every game that's not on national TV, if you're hardcore, you're probably getting this. But I think the average fan isn't doing that.
Yeah, but hold on a sec. Enrico, you might know the answer. If you get the Sunday ticket, you buy the Sunday ticket, which is $300, $400, $500, $600, whatever the case is. You get to see every game. Does that include these games? Like, does that include the Netflix, the Amazon Prime, the Peacock?
No.
Exactly.
No, you're better off going YouTube TV route than the Sunday ticket.
Correct. You'll get more games that way.
The Sunday ticket is antiquated, and I think that's why they lost that big lawsuit. To answer Kenny's question, the first one, I mean, if you're a casual fan, you're probably not signing up for YouTube TV because you're going to watch your Lions on regular TV.
Sure.
So that there's $73 a month you don't have to pay. So you've now cut that in half. You could live with the rest. Is it too many streaming services? Yeah, it is, but I think that eventually it looks network TV is going to eventually get phased out. And yeah, now you can just really control the content of whatever you want on your streaming service. And now if you get the backing of the NFL or the NBA or some college football team, it validates your streaming service.
248-539-9797. Will you be willing to pony up for these games? Is the NFL pricing the average fan out? And by the way, I get this ticket text. Just make a bogus email, get the free trials for every game. Would that work? Probably not.
Yeah.
It's a hell of an idea, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Free trials, man. The only thing, you have to make sure you set a reminder in your phone on day 6.
To cancel. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, how many people are paying Bally's apps $20 a month because they never canceled? They're like, I like watching the Tigers. I'll just keep paying. All right, we'll take your calls. We'll read your text. 97.1 The Ticket. All right. Kenny Cott ruined everybody's weekend. Told you exactly how much it's going to cost if you want to watch all the exclusive NFL games coming up this season. And it's a lot. So is the NFL, are they too expensive? are they running the average fan out? 248-539-9797. Couple ticket texts. We'll go to the phones. What do we got?
Yeah.
All I need is Red Zone and Amazon for Thursdays. My DirecTV gives me a package, gives me 20 sports channels, including NFL Network and Red Zone and Big Ten Network for 14 months. It's all I need. It's not too much for me to pay. That is from Rick. Most court.
Yeah.
Go, I'm sorry.
Hold on. And David, see, and I think here's what everybody fails to remember when they say, well, it's the NFL outpricing themselves. The NFL realizes this is a drug and most people need it.
Exactly.
And will do whatever it takes to get it. So, yeah, they've turned us all into crackheads and we're finding ways to pay this money.
Now, that's a drop.
Oh, that's good. Can't wait to get that one. Most cord cutters like me have all this stuff already. Keep paying $300 plus for cable, guys. Josh from Canton.
No, no, that's an illegal lawbreaker, correct? That's a dude that has a box, obviously.
No. I mean, he may just say, you know what? I'm not going to pay for whatever cable or DirecTV system. I'm only going to pay for streaming apps as I use.
Oh, I got you. I got you. There's a lot of guys out there that, and listen, I don't hate the hustle. I'm just afraid I'm going to be the one that gets busted. They go with the BitTorrent sites, like the free sites where you have no idea where the game's coming from, but you get to watch the game online, so you're happy.
And that, I think, is an NFL problem, primarily because people are looking at those prices, those numbers I read, and say, absolutely not. 600 what? No way. I'm going to illegally stream this. Again, you and me, that's not us, but people are like that, and they're going to do that.
The crazy thing is they're not looking at the final number. They're just looking at $7 to get Amazon for a week so I can watch the Panthers, Bengals. Although it's the Panthers. Is anybody watching? I don't know. Let's go to Jeff. Let's go to Jeff. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Jeff?
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, the thing that makes the NFL what it is for the last 20 years, you've been able to watch all their games regardless of whether you have cable or not, whether you have special packages or not. And what happened to the other sports, right? Baseball, hockey, basketball, those have all gone downhill, largely because kids can't get easy access to watching them. Like, you're losing the next generation of sports
fans.
No,
Jeff, Rico's right about this. The NFL's different. Every other sport, I agree with you, even college football. But Rico he's dead right about this because it's the NFL. He said it. We're all crackheads. We are. We need our fix.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the other thing is what's really cool is you guys spending this afternoon talking about your packages. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jeff. He called up for that joke.
I know.
David is mortified.
Because, first of all, the joke was horrible. Second of all, he's missing the point here. All of my kids do, and yes, I do have the stuff because we're hardcore. That's what we do here. So we watch the NFL. But also, what kids do, they're on YouTube. They see every NFL highlight on YouTube. They don't have to have the package. They don't have to have all these games. They just have YouTube.
There you go again.
Here's the thing. If you really want to be real about this, it ain't just YouTube. You can go on Twitter or X, and right after the play happens, you can get the breakdown, and you could see it from reverse angles. You could hear the actual play-by-play call of the play. So there's always that.
You know what? You are so right, Rico, because the last time I was in the press box for a Lions game, I was seeing everything from the other game on Twitter. I wasn't even paying attention to the Lions. Now, this is when they were losing. But I wasn't paying attention to the Lions. I was looking at the rest of the NFL on Twitter.
Stop talking just saying, about your packages.
You don't have to watch every minute of everything. There's creative ways around this, but if you feel the need, it's going to cost you, according to this, about $135 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, it's where you want to do it, how you budget your money, how you budget your time. Earlier in the show, we talked about how people would budget their time for the new College Football 25 coming out. Odyssey Rewind, if you missed that. Same here. It's your money. How do you budget this? If this is important to you, you find a way to pay it, and you watch it, and you don't complain.
So when Michigan started the season on Peacock last year, I remember saying and thinking, like, you say you're not going to do it. But as soon as it's game day, you're going to do it.
You'll do it.
You do it. The same thing here. it's going to be a game you want to watch at a weird time on a weird date that you can't get on your normal channels or streaming services. So you're going to spend the $10 or the $8, or you hope you get a free service for a week, and then you're going to cancel it. But people are going to do it. They're going to make a ton of money.
Rieger, you can be more right. It's always complaining. You couldn't be more right about this, because people love to complain, but in the end, like, well, did you get it? Yeah, I got it. So what was the complaining for? Well, people love to complain. They love to moan, but the NFL knows once you're done with this, just go ahead and fork over the money and watch the games.
Let's go to Damon. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Damon? How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Long time, no time.
Thank you.
Hey, good topic, but I want to play devil's advocate. What about the ones that are hard football fans that can't afford it? They want to price those diehards out, and they're going to do the stuff that you talked about earlier about the illegals, or they're just going to stream it, like on YouTube or X, or somebody's going at the stadium that's going to stream it live.
Well, I would say this, Damon, people are going to find a way. I'm not advocating doing anything illegal, but like, even if you go YouTube, you and your buddies can all go in together, and they allow up to, I think, 4 or 6 accounts under one account.
Right.
So you can find a way to divvy up that cost and spread it out between you and your friends, and you still can watch it.
Ooh, I didn't even know about that. But no, Damon, I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's a big pain in the ass. And it's not even cool, because we went all this time with getting to see all the games on broadcast TV, and now they're making you pay for it. But I think when the end of the day, you're going to pay. You're going to pay now. I mean, unless you just can't, I guess. But I agree with Rico. People are going to find a way.
Yeah, I'm talking about those people that can't pay it. Because gotcha. Everything else in life is going up. Except for our paychecks. We got factoring in families, food. You know, it's bad enough that the stadium prices for food is $13 for nachos and $24 for beer.
Damon? Damon, yeah. I'm going to say this. There's a lot of people who probably say they can't, but, man, when I look at a lot of Lions fans last year who found ways to fly, get hotel rooms, get tickets to go to all of these different road games. And it shows me people can find money and time for stuff that they really want to do.
No, I'm with you. I am. I just think at the end of the day, we're addicts. I got a couple ticket texts. And
Hold on, Rieger. Because the hardcore fan, most of, like, let's just use Lions. They're going to be on TV for free,
yes,
for about 90% of their game.
Well, to be
you'll be
fair,
able to just watch them.
In Detroit, no matter what the game is on, it's going to be on locally. So this
it has
not,
to be. That's yes. It's an FCC
right.
rule.
So this does not that, apply to the Lions fans, because unless you're out of town, you get to see every game.
Not right. Now, it applies for like David or me. Like if you want to watch your favorite team, then yes. But if it's your local team and they're on Peacock, they also have to be on the local NBC network. That's a part of the whole package.
And by the way, you said package again. However, like, David, are you really going to pay to watch the Steelers? Like, you're going to shell over to, they're going to suck.
I'm not going to answer that question. I've done some things in the past, okay? Let's just say, okay. I've done some things in the past.
All right. I mean, Rico, your team should be good.
see, I'm not doing it.
On a Sunday after church of all days, David, come on.
David, that's a good question. It's catchy. I got a question for you, David. If let's say the Pittsburgh Steelers play overseas, so it's like a 9 o'clock kick,
9:30 game. We've had that conversation on these. I watched the 9:30 game
instead of church
in the video room.
Oh
at my church.
While services were going on,
service wasn't starting yet, so I watched it.
Oh.
But I'm not going to say what I was doing when service started.
Watching the game.
They are called the Steelers. Just saying.
Oh, Kenny with the win.
That was good. All right. We got more football coming up next. 97-1 the ticket. All right. Kenny Cott ruined everybody's weekend. Told you exactly how much it's going to cost. if you want to watch all the exclusive NFL games coming up this season. And it's a lot. So is the NFL, are they too expensive? Are they running the average fan out? 248-539-9797. Couple ticket texts. We'll go to the phones. What do we got?
Yeah.
All I need is Red Zone and Amazon for Thursdays. My DirecTV gives me a package, gives me 20 sports channels, including NFL Network and Red Zone and Big Ten Network for 14 months. It's all I need. It's not too much for me to pay. That is from Rick. Most court.
Yeah.
Go, I'm sorry.
Hold on. And David, see, and I think here's what everybody fails to remember. When they say, well, it's the NFL outpricing themselves, the NFL realizes this is a drug and most people need it.
Exactly.
And will do whatever it takes to get it. So, yeah, they've turned us all into crackheads and we're finding ways to pay this money.
Now, that's a drop.
Oh, that's good. Can't wait to get that one. Most cord cutters like me have all this stuff already. Keep paying $300 plus for cable, guys. Josh. From Canton.
No, that's an illegal lawbreaker, correct? That's a dude that has a box, obviously.
No. I mean, he may just say, you know what? I'm not going to pay for whatever cable or DirecTV system. I'm only going to pay for streaming apps as I use.
Oh, I got you. There's a lot of guys out there that, and listen, I don't hate the hustle. I'm just afraid I'm going to be the one that gets busted. They go with the BitTorrent sites. Like the free sites where you have no idea where the game's coming from, but you get to watch the game online, so you're happy.
And that, I think, is an NFL problem, primarily because people are looking at those prices, those numbers I read, and say, absolutely not. 600 what? No way. I'm going to illegally stream this. Again, you and me, that's not us, but people are like that, and they're going to do that.
The crazy thing is they're not looking at the final number. They're just looking at $7 to get Amazon for a week so I can watch the Panthers, Bengals. Although it's the Panthers. Is anybody watching? I don't know. Let's go to Jeff. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Jeff?
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, the thing that makes the NFL what it is for the last 20 years, you've been able to watch all their games, regardless of whether you have cable or not, whether you have special packages or not. And what happened to the other sports, right? Baseball, hockey, basketball, those have all gone downhill, largely because kids can't get easy access to watching them. Like, you're losing the next generation of sports
No,
fans.
Jeff, Rico's right about this. The NFL's different. Every other sport, I agree with you, even college football. But Rico is, he's dead right about this. Because it's the NFL. He said it, we're all crackheads. We are. We need our fix.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the other thing is what's really cool is you guys spending this afternoon talking about your packages. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jeff. He called up for that joke.
I know.
David is mortified.
Because, first of all, the joke was horrible. Second of all, he's missing the point here. All of my kids do, and yes, I do have the stuff because we're hardcore. That's what we do here. So we watch the NFL. But also, what kids do, they're on YouTube. They see every NFL highlight on YouTube. They don't have to have the package. They don't have to have all these games. They just have YouTube.
There you go again.
Okay, here's the thing. If you really want to be real about this, it ain't just YouTube. You can go on Twitter or X, and right after the play happens, you can get the breakdown, and you could see it from reverse angles. You could hear the actual play-by-play call of the play. So there's always that.
You know what? You are so right, Rico, because the last time I was in the press box for a Lions game, I was seeing everything from the other game on Twitter. I wasn't even paying attention to the line. Now, this is when they were losing. But I wasn't paying attention to the Lions. I was looking at the rest of the NFL on Twitter.
Stop talking about your packages.
You don't have to watch every minute of everything. There's creative ways around this, but if you feel the need, it's going to cost you, according to this, about $135 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, it's where you want to do it, how you budget your money, how you budget your time. Earlier in the show, we talked about how people would budget their time for the new College Football 25 coming out. Odyssey Rewind, if you missed that. Same here. It's your money. How do you budget this? If this is important to you, you find a way to pay it, and you watch it, and you don't complain.
So when Michigan started the season on Peacock last year, I remember saying and thinking, like, yeah, you say you're not going to do it. You're not going to. But as soon as it's game day, you're going to do
it. You do it.
You do it. The same thing here. It's going to be a game you want to watch at a weird time on a weird date that you can't get on your normal channels or streaming services. So you're going to spend the $10 or the $8, or you hope you get a free service for a Rieger, week, and then you're going to cancel it. But people are going to do it. They're going to make a ton of
Rieger,
money.
Rieger, you can be more right. It's always the complaining. It's you couldn't be more right about this, because people love to complain, but in the end, like, well, did you get it? Yeah, I got it. So what was the complaining for? Well, I, you know, okay, but yeah, that. So yeah, people love to complain. They love to moan, but the NFL knows once you're done with this, just go ahead and fork over the money and watch the games.
Let's go to Damon. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Damon? How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Long time, no time.
Thank you.
Hey, good topic, but I want to play devil's advocate. What about the ones that are hard football fans that can't afford it? They want to price those diehards out, and they're going to do the stuff that you talked about earlier about the illegals, or they're just going to stream it, like on YouTube or X, or somebody's going at the stadium that's going to stream it live.
Well, I would say this, Damon, which people are going to find a way. I'm not advocating doing anything illegal, but like, even if you go YouTube, you and your buddies can all go in together, and they allow up to, I think, 4 or 6 accounts under one account.
Right.
So you can find a way to divvy up that cost and spread it out between you and your friends, and you still can watch it.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. But no, Damon, I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's a big pain in the ass. And it's not even cool, because we went all this time with getting to see all the games on broadcast TV, and now they're making you pay for it. But I think when the end of the day, you're going to pay. You're going to pay now. I mean, unless you just can't, I guess. But I agree with Rico. People are going to find a way.
Yeah, I'm talking about those people that can't pay it. Because
gotcha.
Everything else in life is going up, except for our paychecks. We got factoring in families, food. You know, it's bad enough that the stadium prices for food is $13 for nachos and $24 for a beer. But
you know what, Damon? Damon, yeah. I'm going to say this. There's a lot of people who probably say they can't, but, man, when I look at a lot of Lions fans last year who found ways to fly, get hotel rooms, get tickets to go to all of these different road games, and it shows me people can find money and time for stuff that they really want to do.
No, I'm with you. I am. I just think at the end of the day, we're addicts. I got a couple ticket texts.
Hold on, Rieger. Because the hardcore fan, most of, like, let's just use Lions. They're going to be on TV for free for about 90% of their game.
Well, to be
You'll be
fair,
able to just watch them.
In Detroit, no matter what the game is on, it's going to be on locally. So this
it has
not,
to be. That's it's an FCC
right.
rule.
So this does not apply to the Lions fans, because unless you're out of town, you get to see every game.
Now, right. Now, it applies for like David or me. Like, if you want to watch your favorite team, then yes. But if it's your local team and they're on Peacock, they also have to be on the local NBC network. That's a part of the whole package.
And by the way, you said package again. However, like, David, are you really going to pay to watch the Steelers? You get a shell over time. They're going to suck.
I'm not going to answer that question. I've done some things in the past, okay?
Uh-uh.
Let's just say. Okay. I've done some things in the past.
All right. I mean, Rico, your team should be good.
see? I'm not doing it.
On a Sunday after church of all days, David. Come on.
David, that's a good question. It's catchy. I got a question for you, David. If let's say the Pittsburgh Steelers play overseas, so it's like a 9 o'clock kick,
9:30 game. We've had that conversation on these. I watched the 9:30 game
instead of church
in the video room. My church.
While services were going on,
service wasn't starting yet, so I watched it.
Oh.
But I'm not going to say what I was doing when service started.
Watching the game.
They are called the Steelers. Just saying.
Oh, Kenny with the win.
That was good. All right. We got more football coming up next. 97.1 The Ticket.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.